Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. Welcome. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms from Tommy Hilfiger, LER and MVP magazines, and Right Fit Fitness Performance. We got a great doubleheader today from Ireland, Justin Blake. He's a former UK and Ireland sports podiatrist, musculoskeletal podiatrist. He's a podcaster, and he's a medical practice growth consultant. He's joining me. And then Jennifer Bishop, she's a Canadian independent beach body health and fitness coach. She's a member of frequent guests of mine, Forbes Riley's Inner Circle, then the sports doctors in and some emails. First, let me get out to Ireland. And welcome, Justin Blake. Welcome.
Good evening, Dr. Bob. How are you? From welcome to sunny Ireland.
Absolutely. How are you keeping? I was a guest on Justin's popular podcast. I think it was a month or two ago. Justin, give us some background on you and your sports podiatry, musculoskeletal podiatrist background.
Yes. Okay. Well, I was lucky enough. I trained at the aptly named London Foot Hospital back in the, and I qualified in the early 90s. So I went from Ireland over to the UK to train. And then I was lucky enough to be able to work with a lot of great practitioners there from the world of sports and orthopedic medicine. And I work both for the health service and in private practice roles, and that gave me a really great grounding in, especially sort of sports medicine and the rehabilitation, which I know you're very involved with, Dr. Bob, and it gave me a great opportunity. I was able to work with a lot of different sports people, you know, from the weekend recreational athletes right up to people who were part of the UK sort of performance, Olympic performance clan. And so, but then obviously home was always calling. So, and we had a young family at the time. So in 2002, I relocated back to Ireland. So I currently live about an hour north of Dublin on the East Coast. And, then I set up my practices mainly based in around the Dublin area in Ireland, and over about 10 or 12 years, I actually was lucky enough to be able to grow my businesses up to sort of 7 clinics, employing sort of 14 staff, and you know, making quite a good business. So,
you know, Justin, I wanted to ask you.
Journey.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Justin, how was in London and at the highest level that you were working with these many different teams and coaches, how was the acceptance of the inclusion of the role of the foot, which is what we talk about all the time, and the role of podiatry? How was that accepted? How was that interaction for you?
Well, I think it started off slowly. I mean, sports podiatry was only sort of really coming into its own in the early sort of 90s and through the 90s in with all sort of sports people, and there was a little bit of resistance at the start, but especially with the higher end sort of sports guys. I mean, if they were traveling to the international competitions and things, I mean, podiatrists would be part of the other teams from other countries, so there was a lot more information about how podiatry could help as a part of a sort of an overall looking after the sports guys as part of an overall sort of team. And obviously the podiatrists being sort of foot and ankle specialists. And of course we will look at things from starting all from the ground up, won't we, with the foundations aren't right. everything else is stacked up on top
of
that.
Well, I think, that's been the interesting part of the educational goal of the sports doctor over, 30 years, give or take a few weeks, Justin.
Which was the
importance of, the importance of the how the foot affects all areas above, and how many knee problems and how many back problems are related to foot mechanics, and therefore the role of orthotics to try to properly align the foot. And the my famous colleague in the late 70s, Bob Guida, the great sports therapist, kinesiotherapist, he made such a big deal about strengthening the feet and ankles. Didn't matter what sport you played, what level. And that was also something that we're still talking about it, Justin, you know?
Yeah, well, that was the great thing of being able to work with other therapists, whether physical therapists or sports medicine rehab guys, was that, you know, everybody was always sort of pushing things sort of forward to see where they could get improvements in performance and improvements in strength and conditioning and, you know, less injuries and quicker sort of rehab. And so it was, you know, it was fantastic to be able to work with those types of guys. And orthotics, of course, were a big part of the of fixing, you know, the foot and or helping to fix the foot and leg problems. And
so much, you know,
rehabilitation
side.
I used to get to work with a lot of skiers and I mean, of course, they pick up particular sort of injuries at times, and a lot of knee issues. And of course, there's quite a lot of intensive rehabilitation after those sort of type of, you know, major injuries.
You know, it's interesting because the edging sports, I have found my subspecialty really big time is figure skating, as everybody knows. The 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist Evan Lysacek in men's figure skating. He was 10 years old when we put orthotics in the skates. I got another group of four kids that are 10 years old doing double jumps. And, you know, injuries happen in many, many sports. You were at the level also where you were dealing with the pressures to play and play hurt and the schedules. I want to ask you about that.
Yes.
Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to radio shows, you can go back years and see who was on, what were the topics. You could listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll see so much great stuff going on with what we're dealing with MVP Parent Magazine, Low Extremity Review, so many different articles. And we have a lot of excitement. I can't tell you how many guests I get from both LinkedIn as well as Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. We have a lot of great information at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Justin Blake. We're out there in Ireland where he was a musculoskeletal sports podiatrist, initially coming out of London, went back home, and dealt with athletes at the highest levels. You know, when you're dealing with the interaction of a lot of professionals, you know, the pressure to play, Justin, you know, the schedules, there's so much overkill. How did you deal with that at those kinds of levels?
Well, I certainly think now, that load management and that sort of the recovery sort of time is a lot more, you know, built into the structures that the guys and teams and individuals have. But when we would have started off, there's a lot of sort of different sort of pressures because, again, you're not just treating that person, you know, if they're sort of part of the team and you've got to liaise with the coaching staff and the other people in the medical team. So it doesn't make it as straightforward as
talked about it on your show when we talked about everything from my book hashtag a sports parent to this tremendous emphasis on the sports doctor. We talk about youth sports, and I want to ask you about your podcast. What's the best website where people can get information about the podcast
They can find out about me at justinblakemedia.com and on all the good podcast sites. I have my Fast Track Clan podcast, which covers aspects of sort of marketing and business, but also a lot of sort of biomechanics and sports medicine as well. So there's quite a mix between there.
Yes, it's interesting, how, again, the education to the health professionals, the tremendous pressure in the world of youth sports. You know, a couple of weeks ago, Justin, I had the team doctor, the New York Yankees, on, Dr.
Yes.
Chris Ahmad.
Yeah, I heard some of that.
Yes, and he, he's been the team doctor for 12 years. And when you talk about, it's the Yankees, man, And again, the pressure to push, and the tremendous growth of things like recovery and nutrition,
yes,
and all aspects. The tremendous, a chapter in my book that's called Youth Sports and Drugs, where we're dealing mm-hmm. with so much over-the-counter medicine, because these boys and girls, whatever their sport is, when they're starting to get serious, and at younger and younger ages, we start seeing mm-hmm. The reluctance to, I call it intelligent rest, the reluctance to back off. What are some of the
yes.
Professionals, tell us about your healthcare and marketing. What are some of the different areas that you work with when you're looking to help these different practices?
Okay. Well, it's interesting, and I think the doc that you had on from the Yankees, he was saying, of course, as part of his assessment is, did these kids play multiple sports at a younger level before they sort of specialized? And I think that was sort of quite interesting that there was, less injuries. Wasn't that right? If there was more of a mixture of sports.
You and I talk about that a lot on your show. I have a chapter in the book, which is called The Prodigy Sports. I agree with you, like we agree with Dr. Ahmad, that we want children to play all sorts of different sports, use different parts of the body, mix in intelligent rest. But if you're a figure skater, or you're a gymnast, or you are a ballet dancer, now soccer, tennis, you might be an 11, 12, 13-year-old. That's all you want to do. So it's a whole mm-hmm. other area, that we pay attention to in that regard. And it's a real challenge. But what kind of professions do you work with in the business side of what you do?
Well, right across the board. I think we're all very good, very therapists, and we have a lot of sort of qualifications and, spend years sort of training. But being a better therapist, those skills don't actually sort of relate or translate over to actually running a practice or business. And in a lot of medical and podiatry and physical therapy schools, there's no sort of real sort of business training.
So true.
Given. So
that's so true.
Yeah,
still, it's true.
Yeah, and I made this mistake when I first set up my private practices. Maybe you'll hear my story in some of the other podcasts. I got to one stage where I thought I had an extremely busy practice, but when you got to the end of the year, you actually realized that you'd been, very busy all year, but you actually hadn't made very much of a living. So I was running it wasn't running it as a real business. So I think that's what a lot of practitioners, put the sign up on the wall. They're very well qualified, and I think that's going to translate into business. And a lot of times that it doesn't actually sort of happen for them. So they end up being very, very busy, specializing in very particular things, but not actually able to sort of make that sort of business sort of work for them.
In the world of social media. And, it used to be 10, 20 years ago, I'll date myself a little bit, the Yellow Pages, Yellow Pages. And everybody, mm-hmm. Wanted to have a name of something that started with an A, so they'd be associated this or apply that. And then there was everybody with free visits and all of these things. And the websites and that whole world and the social media truly is, boy, I got to talk to you.
But it's also about But it's also about, you know, not just getting patients in at a huge volume of those. It's actually getting the right patient into your practice. You know, the patient who's going to turn up for all the appointments, you know, stick to their rehabilitation program, or pleasant to work with, or, you know, happy to refer other clients in. You know, aren't sort of going to be sort of, you know, trying to sort of penny pinch on their treatment. It isn't just more patients. It's you can actually sort of build
United States, the whole world is insurance companies. So the idea of a state practice. Are you doing in the last minute? Are you doing any more podiatry at all?
I'm doing a little bit of sort of consulting with some practices and some sort of training for practices in terms of sort of injury protocols and structures for their therapists. But the majority of the focus is on working with practices to help them to grow and scale their business, because that's what I ended up doing. Because I ended up with a lot of practices, and so. Most of my time over the last sort of 5 or 8 years was actually running the business side of things as well.
And you're international, aren't you? How many countries are you involved with?
Well, at the moment, probably. I mean, I was on the phone with somebody today, this afternoon, just there in London and the UK. Yesterday, I was on. We consulted over in Australia, a couple of clients in the States. And it isn't just that was with somebody who has a large group of chiropractor clinics and is involved in a sort of franchise business. So we're helping them structure their marketing and things. So we're quite international. That's what the online everything allows to do now, doesn't it?
Yeah, you'll be excited. You know, our show is repeated on UK Radio Health next week.
Yes.
So you'll be able to, all
yes.
week, we'll be listening to the show. I can't believe we ran out of time. Justin Blake, give me the website again. People, give me the site people can find out about you and your business.
So it's at justinblakemedia.com is the easiest way to get.
Great.
JustinBlakeMedia.com.
Justin and I are going to continue to trade radio shows. Justin, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, to Sports Doc. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. everybody, live from Chicago. We are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Jennifer Bishop. She's a Canadian independent beach body health and fitness coach. She's a member of frequent guest and friend of mine, a colleague in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, Forbes Riley's Inner Circle. Jennifer, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, thank you, Dr. Bob. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me. It's such an honor.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. You know, Jennifer's got an incredible story. She's a stroke survivor. And I want to talk on the first segment really about your journey that you're still on in order to be doing what you're doing now, paying attention to health and fitness. So give us some background, Jennifer, of you and your journey.
So it was about 10, 12 years ago, I had a stroke or a major neurological event. They're not exactly sure why or what exactly happened still to this day. I was told I would never walk properly again, talk
How
properly
old were
again.
You?
Or
How old were you?
I was in
How
my early 30s.
Okay, go ahead.
My timeline gets a little bit weird because of the memory issues. So I ended up being depressed and just no hope. I was told I'd never work again or walk or talk properly. And it was very depressing when a doctor says that they're, you know, a voice of authority. They're the ones that you listen to or you're supposed to.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just kind of went to bed for 5 years and ended up feeling hopeless. And I didn't want to be there anymore. And at one point, I just, enough is enough. I'm going to find a way to heal myself. And I started researching nutrition for my brain. I had gotten up to about 350 pounds, just laying in bed, very little muscle tone left because I wasn't active. And, you know, it just takes over your entire life, your mentality, your physical body, everything. And I just said, enough is enough. This is not the end of my story. I'm not going to end up like this. And I started researching nutrition, and it was all for my brain. If I can heal my brain, I can do anything. And that's how I started. And I started doing smoothies with everything that the books that I was reading said to put in for my brain and to give my brain the nutrition it needed to heal.
Where are you?
Where
are you? What part of the world are you in when you were dealing with this?
I'm in Ontario, Canada. So we have healthcare, and it's mostly paid for, and I was misdiagnosed. I had no answers. I had no help. I got frustrated with them and gave up on doctors because nobody seemed to know what was going on.
Yes.
I was kind of on my own.
Yeah. We make a big deal on the Sports Doctor for decades about everything mental. I call it the mental game, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're the parents of the best athlete, whether you're someone who's trying to stick with their exercise program, whatever, it's a tremendous amount of influence. And your story, which is how you were, you fought back and you just wouldn't accept this situation. You started paying the huge attention to nutrition. I mean, you played videos, I read, of exercise programs that you started to get involved with, so that you could watch them, right? So that you could start to pay attention, that you could add in some gradual exercise. And how many years did you do that?
Well, when I decided to do that and I was researching nutrition, I ended up coming across an ad for Shakeology. And every statement I make about Shakeology, I have to do this because Beachbody demands it. The statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. It's not intended for diagnosis, treatment, cure, or preventative
measures. Yeah, it's like all the supplements. It's like the, you know, we have 50 supplement people on from all over the world. And, of course, you know, it's not a medicine and it's not a diagnostic and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
We know all about that. Now, Beachbody is an impressive group. See them advertised all the time with a tremendous health and fitness coach. So you started to think differently, you started to pay big attention, nutrition, big time differently. And somehow,
yes,
you got to be a superstar to stick with it over a long period of time in order to incorporate, including exercise. Whether it was starting a garden or starting to work out, right? Tell us about that.
That was how my first year went. I got into Shakeology. Of course, Beachbody comes with the ability to be your coach and have your own business. It comes with all the fitness programs. I was set up to succeed by Beachbody. I absolutely was. I had my accountability group. I had the ability to build the business. I didn't because I didn't have the confidence that I needed at the time. But what I did was start saying, you know what, I'm going to go do this. And I went out and I started a garden. And everybody said, start small. And I did 14 beds the first year. And then I added 13 the next year. And when I decided I was going to go back to work, and this all happened because of the workouts. I played the workouts 24/7. I did my Shakeology. I did my nutrition. For me, it was 75% mindset, 25% nutrition and fitness.
Your doctors,
so the first year.
How did your doctors respond? You know, you were still getting, you know, some medical supervision. True. How did they respond to how you started coming back?
I didn't go back to the same doctors. I didn't have a full-time one at the time when I actually had a bunch of specialists, but I didn't have a full-time one that was watching what was going on. I went to a hospital for being diagnosed and being misdiagnosed for the stroke. I had had a seizure 3 days before, and I didn't go back to the same ones. I went to somebody new, and I said, I don't want pills. I don't want, because I suffer from chronic pain and chronic headaches that put me on the floor as well. And I said, I don't want narcotics. I don't want to be a zombie. I want to be able to think. I'm growing my brain. I'm researching. I'm doing all this stuff. I need to be able to function. So let's figure out what's going on. Now, they still haven't figured out why I've had these issues, and I did start having seizures again this year for no reason whatsoever, from what I can tell, and they can't find an answer, but it doesn't get me down. There's no way I'm going back to being in bed. There's no way I'm going back to any of that. That life is done. It's over. My mindset is completely different than it was when I was in bed, or even before I landed in bed dealing with the chronic pain and all that. I was already depressed, and I was already, you know, constantly in pain and tired. And then for all these other things to happen, it just woke me up at the end of the day. This was my wake-up call. Hey, if you can do this, you can do anything. And I went from almost 350 pounds. I'm now about 165 pounds. I walk 5 kilometers every morning. I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I have my millionaire morning, miracle morning. I've got this whole mindset that's completely different than back then, and it does. It comes down to mindset. I'm a huge personal development fanatic. I pay a lot of attention to all those kinds of things. That's how I met Forbes, and I absolutely adore her, and I'm so thankful and grateful for the opportunity to meet you through her group. But that's how I met you. Yeah, that's how I met you, is because I put all this into my mind. Yeah.
Yes. You know, when I had Forbes on the show, and she just started her incredibly successful spin gym. And, you know, Forbes is just a force of nature. You know, I always talk about her there. She was with Jack LaLanne with the Vegematic. You know, I remember seeing her, and I didn't put it together
until after I'd seen some of her stuff. And I know that. I was watching that. But she's so incredible, and to meet you on there and be a part of this and be able to tell my story, it's so important for people to know. You know, if you're stuck or wondering where to start, don't wait. Don't put it off, even 30 seconds at a time, and that's how I started. The videos were on my TV 24/7 in front of me while I was doing research, and I would get up to go to the bathroom, and I'd do 30 seconds. Whatever was on, 30 seconds. Come back from the bathroom, 30 seconds. And that's how my first 2 years went, 30 seconds to 3 minutes a day or at a time.
Yeah, you got to understand.
Yeah, my first 2 years.
Yeah, you got to understand, you're a superstar. You're one in a million. I'm serious.
I'm not going to say
truly,
you.
Truly, actually, the ability to stick with it and to be on the journey and be able to succeed. Or stick with it. Again, that, one of my guests last week, young figure skater, she was like 12. We put orthotics in a skate. Now she's a businesswoman, but she co-starred in the great ice show with Cirque du Soleil, Crystal. And we talked, and she's a TED talker, and her big topics is perseverance. And when, yep. you know, working through injuries and these kinds of things, let alone your kind of story. So now you're walking 5 miles a day, kilometers, right? How many kilometers?
Kilometers.
How many miles
a day? I do more than that a day. The third year that I was into this, I actually decided to go back to work. And I decided I was going to do something I'd never done before. And I went to work in a factory. I could barely walk 8 hours a day on my feet in work boots. I could barely walk. Every day I would get home. And I wouldn't let anybody know what was going on, that I was in pain. No, I just went and I did it. At one point, I broke my coccyx. And I went into work the next day because I couldn't afford to miss work. And they had to ask me to leave. And I'm like, no, I'm good. Don't worry about me. I'm doing my job. I'm working on the line. No worries. Because I'm stubborn and determined, and I don't care. If I'm in pain, I'm going to do it anyways.
you needed orthotics in those boots, girl. That's what you really need.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You need that today. You're doing your 5 kilometers a day. You need optimum biomechanics, which is one of the pearls you could pass on to your clients and people, regardless of the level, especially if your clients have a history of concern with lower extremity. You know, my back's always bothered me, or like besides your feet hurt. Many times we'll see that knees and low back and other kinds of problems are very related to whether someone's got high arches or flat feet or et cetera. Are you in the right shoe? I'm throwing in those pearls for you. When you're a health and wellness coach, of course, and you're a champion at this, you need to be a sports psychologist, and you sound like one. You know, we're going to talk more about that, about what you're doing today and your program today. You have a site for information on what you're doing with your Beachbody?
I do have a page on the Beachbody main page, and I also have my Facebook page. Everything I do so that everybody that
wants
to know what I'm doing is on my page. Absolutely.
Okay,
it's Jennifer Redcliffe on Facebook.
Okay. We'll be right back, everybody, talking to Jennifer Bishop in Ontario, or did I get it right? It's a sports doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And we are talking with Jennifer Bishop. She's a Canadian independent beach body health and fitness coach who has an incredible story she just shared with us about overcoming her physical challenges and mental challenges. She's a member of my great friend Forbes Riley's inner circle. Jennifer, what are you doing now? Like you mentioned, you sound so physical. Talk about how this has worked into your coaching and some of the things that are very, very important to you with your independent health and fitness coach.
Thank you. I am building my coaching business with all the tools and programs that Beachbody allows me to offer to everybody, which is absolutely amazing. It helped me get where I am today. I am a product of the product. What this taught me was actually that I have a bigger purpose And I'm fully, I'm on board with everything I do with Beachbody and my coaching through Beachbody. I absolutely love it, but I want to help people more because I've realized that mindset is so important, and it was what got me through, like I said, 75% of what got me here was mindset. And I want to work with people because I know that this is so important in order to lose weight. And people will say, can you help me lose weight? And I'll notice that there's other things going on in their life, the way they think about things.
10 other things, right?
You know, exactly. And in order for them to lose weight and keep it off and do it in a healthy way and really get determined to meet their goals and dreams, there's so much more to it. So I'm actually coaching business.
Don't I see Beachbody's commercials where they've got 800 different fitness programs?
They certainly do. 700 plus on Beachbody On Demand. We have some of the greatest trainers, in my opinion. Sean T.
How long have they been around,
my
Jennifer?
Favorite.
How long has Beachbody been around?
I think 20-something years. Don't quote me on that. My memory is really bad with some things.
All right.
I excuse little things like that. But it's been 7 or 8 years since I first got into it. I had to leave for a little while, and then I came back.
You mentioned something,
Jennifer.
It's been
five or six years.
Yeah, you mentioned something that stood out to me. Even from the beginning, you said you had like a focus group, or you had a group that you were part
Accountability.
Of. Accountability. Right. And, you know, that's such a big deal area when people are trying to change in their ability to communicate and get feedback in, different areas. And again, you know, whether somebody's looking to just prevent injuries and stay out of trouble with their exercise
Absolutely.
Programs and with all the overkill we see. You know, I've been talking about childhood obesity on the Sports Doctor for 25 years, give or take a few weeks. There's so much awareness, and obesity is such a big problem even with adults. And the reality is right now, like in the United States, we're in the same mess we've always been in when it comes to the health problems. So people's ability to stick with, I call it the new medicine, Jennifer, which is number one, eat smarter, and number two, keep moving, right?
Absolutely. And number three, have somebody to be accountable to. Even if you're just posting something on Facebook to say, hey, this is what I'm doing, the people that are on your Facebook are going to keep you accountable. But with Beachbody, we have groups. We have groups for our coaches, and we have groups for our customers, and we have groups for nutrition and the fitness, and everybody is there, and they are so supportive. I am part of some of the most amazing groups of women.
You know what you'll do, Jennifer?
That are
you'll
holding
give,
each other up.
Yeah. You'll give an invite from me to the head of Beachbody. Tell them we'd love to have them on the Sports Doctor sometime in the future. Talk about what they've been on for a couple of decades in this overall challenge. What are the age groups that in your coaching business and that they work with, Jennifer?
We work with anybody of any age, pretty much. We have people that are older.
103.
Sure, that works. I think it's more for, we'll go with 18 and up. The programs are kid-friendly. I won't go there. Anybody can do the workouts. I think mainly our target audience is, 16 and up about 16 and up, because most kids are active and, but the programs are for anybody. Anybody can do anything. I've seen Sean T with the kids on video on IG doing his workouts. They're fun and they're exciting and they're half an hour, so it's not huge chunks of your day. And you can just get them done and feel proud and know that you can complete these things on a daily basis without, feeling like, it's, such a hassle, I can't find the time. Being able to work out at home with an amazing trainer, he's full of energy. He's the one, I did his workout first, and he's the 30 seconds, 30 seconds. So he's on the screen telling, you can do this. You've got this. Let's go. Let's go. You've got this. You know, two more minutes. Two more. And he's phenomenal. They all are. The trainers that Beachbody brought in and that do these programs are so amazing. They have so much heart and soul, and they really care about the people that are doing their programs.
And they all remind and they really me, they build all remind you up. Me over the decades. Over the decades, we would see all of the different personal trainers and all of the different people that were involved in Step Aerobics and all of these tremendous motivators. There is nobody more effective in that than Forbes Riley. I think we were talking about whether she's
Absolutely.
Recommending a particular piece of equipment or the importance of the nutrition, all of those things. And the variety, you have all sorts of variety from people who might take their sports very seriously and who are quite active to, again, you know, the senior population where people just want to feel good enough so they could be active and, you know, and fall prevention, which is a huge area for seniors,
it is.
The whole world of physical therapy. But again, the mind game is in the middle of all of it, especially with you, isn't it?
It is, and I mean, there are so many different programs, and everybody said there's a Tai Chi program called Tai Cheng, and everybody said it's slow movements. Go with that first. No, I am hardcore.
I'm
going with Size by Shaun T. I'm going to dance my way to being healthy again, because I used to dance when I was younger, and I missed it. Even listening to music when I was stuck in bed just broke me, because I couldn't get up
physical.
And dance, and I loved it. It is,
yes, it's physical.
It takes over everything. So when you get involved in a program like Beachbody, you've got the nutrition side, because we teach two different types of nutrition programs.
Yeah.
You've got Shakeology.
See, but I'm telling you,
that adds to your
here's
nutrition.
My other pearl for you. Yes, here's my other pearl for you. I don't care what they're doing, what the sport or program is. You got to be in the right shoe. You got to be in the right.
Absolutely.
You got to be in the right shoe for you. I can't believe we flew through. Jennifer, give me the information people could find out about you and your coaching again.
You can find me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/SharkLover, SHARKLUVR.
Shark Lover.
My first love in life.
My co-author of my book, Hashtag Hey Short, a sports parent, Sharky Zartman. Jennifer Bishop. Thanks so much from Canada. Hold
Thank
on.
Thank you so
Keep
much
right
for
back,
having
everybody.
Me.
Hold on. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody, from Chicago. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the International Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to radio shows, you can go back years and years, see what topic interests you, an endless array of experts and participants in so many areas. Again, sports medicine, fitness, wellness. listen to whatever you would like. You can go over to newspaper articles and magazines. You read about some of the exciting stuff we're doing with MVP Parent Magazine. Get more information on the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's as important now as ever with my great co-host, Hall of Famer, volleyballer, Sharky Zartman. This is the Sports Doctors In segment. And we preview some upcoming shows, and then we answer a few emails. I got some great guests that have been on before coming up the next couple of weeks. Next week, Steve Thurston, he's the program manager at my club, Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness. And Steven's been with them for quite a few years. There's such an array of different programs. We really want to talk about how the fitness injury has been and is being challenged by the whole pandemic. And then another frequent guest, Mike McAleese, he's the founder and owner of Somar Massage Therapy and Reflexology, huge proponent of soft tissue therapy. Following week, Joe Bresingham, regional director of Athletico, great physical fitness company. Joe and I, we go back quite a few years. He was at the party we had for the Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, 2010 figure skating champion, when he was participating in Dancing with the Stars. Excited to have Joe back. And one of his colleagues, Jimmy Spinali, Jimmy, athletic trainer down there in Florida with a high-caliber soccer team, was one of the athletic trainers working with Athletico when Jimmy was at Sports Performance Volleyball. So that's going to be a great show. Emails. Denise says, what's so special about the sand dune stepper you talk about? You know, Denise, is a great question. I really, really like what I call instability training, create imbalance, invented by really Bob Guida, my longtime colleague, superstar therapist. Whether it's mini trampolines or tilt boards or balance beams, and the ability of working the stabilizers, the whole posture to enhance stability and balance. The sand dune takes it another step further because it simulates the beach and sand with a foot, all those muscles in the foot gripping, being included. Is a tremendous piece of equipment, whether it's for balance challenged individuals in various medical schemes or the best athletes in the world. If you go to Sand Dune Stepper on Instagram, you'll be amazed at how this is being used. It's unique and very, very affordable. Paul says, I'm 50 years old. What is Hallux Limitus? Is it arthritis? Hallux is the big toe. And Hallux Limitus is a limitation of motion because of arthritic changes in the joint. And limiting motion, causing pain and discomfort. It's a progressive problem which can start to wear away the cartilage. And then it becomes an even bigger problem. So trying to catch it early to redistribute weight, include the biomechanical control of orthotics to put that area of the foot in its best functional position. As it progresses, and in some instances it's a surgical problem where the joint is cleaned up, maybe the joint is realigned. An end game with this is joint replacement, which is very successful, but not something we really, really want to do. So you really want to look at, Paul, your options, and specifically, I'm thinking orthotics, absolutely, in order to be able, we've had great success with limiting the painful area of the joint. Pay attention. Lynn says, my 13-year-old daughter, she's a serious figure skater. You talk about them a lot. She's been troubled with sarcomyelitis. You know, Lynn, it's been, in the last year or two, I've seen more than I've seen before. Sesamoid bones are the two movable bones under the big toe joint. When they are abused or aggravated, they can be a problem. In some instances, they can develop in two pieces and then get aggravated as activity progresses. Other times they can be fractured or stress fractured running jumping sports if your daughter is a jumper. And most of the time can be treated very conservatively by the proper orthotics to redistribute weight away from that area and as best as possible align the function of the joint. Ironically, for what the first question, we were talking about wear and tear over the years. This is the two bones underneath that joint, and orthotics are very, very helpful. Physical therapy can be helpful. Of course, it can be a surgical problem if you don't take action. And sometimes action involves intelligent rest, which is having to back off the amount of jumping she might be doing. Get a solid diagnosis, include podiatry, sports podiatry, ideally. Bill says you talk about the new medicine, eat smarter, keep moving. What do you mean? Exactly what it says, Bill. We don't say we have to jump on some sort of diet program or some specific, I'm going to be a vegetarian or I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. What we're saying is eat smarter, like they've been telling us forever, which is to increase fruits and vegetables, to be smart about what type of fat that's in our diet, and to gradually make smart changes. All of us can do that. When we get into the pressure of having to change dramatically, that doesn't work very well. And it's still a gigantic problem, of course. You can't turn on television for 5 minutes without seeing either diet commercials or drug commercials. Keep moving means a lot of different things, whether it is including fitness and weight program at the gym, whether it's being a walker, whether it's enjoying jogging, but it is the idea of keeping moving as best you can, including exercise. It is as important mentally as it is physically. We used to tell people, it's so true, think about yourself. You can't be pissed off or aggravated or negative when you're exercising. It's very, very difficult. Usually, you're feeling good about it, even when it's difficult and a grind. So you want to include exercise. It's up to you what you want to do. I like walking a lot. It's very, very safe. It's very, very effective in controlling weight, controlling blood pressure. The family can participate. So pay attention. Hey, congratulations, Dr. Bob. It's the second anniversary of your induction into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. Can't believe it's been 2 years. I'm still celebrating. It was and is quite an honor. I'm celebrating. And again, thanks everybody. Thanks to my friends at the BBS Radio. It's the Sports Doctor. Catch you next week. Thanks.